You're listening to The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum.
All righty. I can hardly believe that nobody's gotten the trivia question yet. And I know they want to go see Date Night because it's a great movie, or Oceans, which is also going to be a very good movie. So all you have to do is call us at 877-NEW-1060. Tell us which LPGA pro shocked the world by announcing her retirement yesterday at the age of 28 to raise a family because she got married and doesn't need any more money. So,
and you gave a big hint. She was number one.
Yeah, she's number one in the world. She's still number one. She's been number one for 4 years. You'd think that somebody would have...
Call us.
There's
we
a lot
to
of
hear
people.
From you.
We
want
to know
you
if
to
our
win.
Phones are working today. We've had a good response all week. And then today, for some reason, I think people stayed up late watching the Red Sox.
Oh, it could be that.
You know, or the Bruins and the Celtics who played last night.
There's a lot of Boston sports going on. Marathon. Oh, here we go.
All right, let's go to Carlisle. Whom do we have from Carlisle? Yeah. Joe. You're on the Financial Consultants, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hi,
We're
Joe.
We're doing great.
What's your handicap, Ron?
My swing.
His swing is his handicap.
Yes,
have you ever seen him play?
I don't play. I'm just a big golf fan, but I hardly play. I mean, I'd be lucky to break 100 if I go out because I just don't play enough. You know, in the old days, I used to break 100 consistently when I played.
The answer, Lorena Ochoa.
Lorena Ochoa. Ochoa. Whoever
we'll give it to Joe.
Anyway,
that.
That's correct.
Thank you, Joe.
The Mexican woman who is the most popular.
Ochoa, is it?
It's Ochoa, I think.
She's a golfer.
Yeah, she is an incredible golfer. She's really nice. I knew a bunch of LPGA pros that just say everybody just loves this
woman. She's one of the quiet ones.
Yeah, and she's just got a tremendous personality and very, very nice, good credit to the game. And the tour is really going to miss her. On the other hand, the players really don't mind that somebody who is so
number
good
one
is
stepped
gone.
Down and opened up the slot.
Right. Yeah. Well, she was number one because she had such a big lead as number one. She actually didn't do the best, I think. Mm-hmm. She's not doing the best now on the tour, but she's hardly playing. Anyway, good luck to
yeah,
her.
A little faint. I'm getting
anyway. So which movie would you like to see, Date Night or Oceans?
Which movie would you like to see, Joe?
What?
Which movie would you like to see?
Some noise, like some trucks running down the road.
Ah, okay. One more time. You have to choose your movie, Date Night or Oceans. Otherwise, Tim.
What do you got?
Date Night or Oceans. Tim, why don't you handle this guy off the air because he's having trouble hearing us, and we have to move on.
Okay. Bye, Joe. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Anyway, Belinda, you're talking about five key areas, and you're to the fifth area
yes.
that people really need to be concerned with about
right.
making
okay.
smart decisions.
So people really want to think through the job they're in, their career that they're in. This is number five that we were talking about, or even starting your own business. That's happening now more and more, and people, what I see so often, will say, okay, I have a technical skill, so I must be able to do this in my own business. And I know even personally, I totally underestimated what it took when I first started. And I see it so much in new small business owners. So that's just a key decision that oftentimes I'll help people think through and say, is this really for you? Are you really willing to sign up for everything that it takes to start a business? Or, you know, at the job that you're doing, are you building your career like you could? Are you earning what you could? I find so oftentimes this is where people's beliefs about money and themselves come in, where they're not really earning what they could be nearly. And so sometimes it's even helping them negotiate their promotion, their next salary. All these things are key decisions in people's lives. The other bonus area that I just want to mention is for people to recognize that it's not just the big important decisions, it's also the day-to-day approach that you have to consuming, really, you know, to be buying things in your life. Like food is a great example because according to the USDA, we spend about 25% of food. We spend money on food that's thrown away.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge. So if you think about, you know, how do I reduce my food cost by 25%? It could simply be shopping smarter, better portion control, and food storage. I mean, it seems silly, but it's so true because so oftentimes we just buy and we don't realize that we spend so much money on food. And even there's another important statistic. 45% of the average U.S. family food budget is spent on food prepared outside the home. And food outside the home costs us 80% more than preparing the same food in home.
Only 80%? Gee, I would have thought it was 100% more or more higher with the tip and everything.
At least, you know, but it's just really getting that it's all of these decisions that come in. And I mentioned earlier that, you know, my approach isn't just how can we afford it, but it's really, do we really need it? You know, is this really the choice that we want to be making for our life? So it's essential people realize it's a lot of these five big decisions, like our home, like our car, like our credit. And also, though, the day-to-day matters, too. And this is where I have to teach people how to think like this.
Yeah. Well, Belinda, can you give us some actual examples of some of the decisions that you've helped your clients with recently?
Sure. So I think this will be helpful for people to start to understand, okay, this is what she's talking about. You know, I think real examples are helpful. So that's a great question.
Thank you.
There was, recently I helped somebody negotiate their new salary. And it's interesting because what ends up happening is sometimes it just comes out of the blue when people are open to it. So one of my clients is a realtor and she has a split where every time she sells a home, she gets to keep a portion and the company that she works for gets to keep a portion too. And so we negotiated her a 10% additional commission that she gets on each of her, you know, from the split. And it was big because it was her getting that, you know what, like I do stand out among other realtors and I'm worth it. And so it was even helping her literally language how that conversation was going to go, you know, to negotiate that higher salary. Then you have somebody who he runs a store, and I helped him look at his financials in a very real, honest way to recognize that he was losing $12,000 a month by keeping the store open. And
yes.
Yeah, and so what was happening, though, and this happens to individuals a lot, too, because it happens on a day-by-day basis, so it's like a slow bleed. So people may pull from their home equity line. This is where the credit ends up building up, or the 401k loans have to, you know, be pulled because they don't have the money to live their lifestyle. And so what he wasn't realizing is that he was contributing money from his investments to keep the store open, but not realizing nearly the impact of it. So I helped him look at the P&L and address both the low-hanging fruit of things that we could be doing to save money, and we saved him almost $2,000 a month right off the top. Then we're hitting the bigger thing. So we've started lease negotiations with his landlord for the space that he's renting to really say, what does he need to be doing to make this equation work? And so that's an important decision that people don't even realize they're making rather unconsciously all the time. Had another woman last week that asked me, you know, can I afford this house that I just put a first offer on? You know, I like it when people consult me before they're even looking for houses. That's the right time. Oh, and I wanted to mention, if you go to ownyourmoney.com, I wrote an article on the Credit Card Act that you talked about, and what the changes mean to you, what you can look for in your statements, that kind of thing. So,
well, do you agree that that act did not go far enough?
Yeah, I do agree with you, and we could have a whole different show on that. So,
all right. Join us next month.
Join us next month. So make sure you check out ownyourmoney.com, and then I wanted to give one more quick resource, if I could, before we wrap up. Another smart money decision is where you're going to save your cash, and most people nowadays need to keep more money liquid. So I found a great resource called checkingfinder.com, and if you go to my website at ownyourmoney.com in last month's newsletter, I wrote about this one, too.
Okay. Thank you, Belinda. Belinda Fuchs from ownyourmoney.com has been my guest today. I want to thank everybody for calling and everybody for listening to the show this morning. And by the way, her name, the woman who retired, Lorena Ochoa, O-C-H-O-A. Somehow I forgot already.
The preceding program was wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants, which is responsible for its content.